Today's episode, Captain Fremont's Lost Cannon. Captain John C. Fremont was an eminent explorer of the American West. Having joined the United States Topographical Corps in 1833, Fremont spent the next 9 years surveying new railroad routes through the Appalachian Mountains. During his time in the eastern wilderness, Fremont longed to become an explorer. In 1842, advocates of Western expansionism in the U.S. government chose Fremont to lead a scientific expedition to explore the Oregon Trail and report on the fertility of its lands. Being a military man, Fremont wanted to be sufficiently armed to defend his expedition from any hostile activity that might encounter. Fremont followed the Oregon Trail west and originally had planned to return by the same route he had traveled. But after arriving in Oregon, Fremont made the decision to return by a different route that would take him south into the Great Basin of Nevada in search of the legendary river, believed by many to cross the Sierra Nevada Mountains to the Pacific Ocean. In addition to plenty of small arms and ammunition, Fremont wanted to take along a mountain howitzer, partly to show that a wheel-mounted vehicle could be taken through the mountains and desert trails where none had ever traveled before. The 223-pound bronze cannon provided to Fremont was cast in Massachusetts and could be towed by a horse or a mule. Fremont and his expedition made their way south along the base of the Eastern Sierra. Running desperately short of supplies, the legendary scout Kit Carson led Fremont and his beleaguered men in a winter crossing over a pass in the Sierra to Sutter's Fort, where they obtained food and regained their strength. Burdened by trying to move the heavy cannon through deep snow, Fremont abandoned the piece of artillery on the east slope of the Sierra before the attempted crossing. The cannon was never reclaimed and became the subject of numerous legends as to its whereabouts, and eventually became known as Fremont's Lost Cannon. Lost Cannon Peak near Sonora Junction took its name from these tales. The state of Nevada claims the cannon was eventually found and included it in an exhibit at the State Museum in Carson City in 2014. But other researchers are not so sure it's the real deal and are still searching for this long-lost piece of Eastern California history in the remote reaches of northern Mono County.